Welcome back to the News Desk on Scariff Bay Community Radio, bringing you weekly updates of news and events from around East Clare and a selection of music on Saturday the 13th of April 2024. Slievochty Drama Group succeeded in getting through to the All-Ireland Drama Festival's confined finals in Mount Mellick with their play Same Old Moon on the 20th of April. They'll be having their last preview show as a fundraiser for Raheen Hospital and for the Slievochty Drama Group tonight, Saturday, in Mount Shannon Hall. Doors will open at 7:15pm and curtain at 8pm. Tickets, just €10, can be purchased at the door and your support will be appreciated. This will be a wonderful night's entertainment. The annual tractor run around the shores of Loch Rainy will take place this Sunday with registration at Canny's Bar from 11am. It includes trucks, vintage cars and motorbikes too, and supports a different nominated charity each year. This year the charity is Bumbalance Children's Ambulance Service, which provides a dedicated ambulance service for children. There'll be a food truck on site, raffle prizes and an auction also. The entertainment afterwards will be provided by DJ Tubbs. Donations can be made on the iDonate page for Killinane Tractor Run and all support will be welcome. Jigsaw, the organisation that helps support young people with their mental health, is inviting people to team up with their families, clubs, schools, colleges or workplaces for their 10-kilometre Colours Climb, which is backed by Gale Force Events. It's on this Sunday the 14th and people can walk anywhere in their own community. This is a crucial fundraiser for the charity. It is known that good relationships are important for our happiness and mental health, so take on the challenge and explore the Irish countryside. The website is jigsaw.ie for all information. Portumna Players Drama Group will present It's the Real McCoy by Tommy Marin this Sunday the 14th and the following Friday the 19th of April at 8:30pm sharp in the Portumna Town Hall. Tickets will be on sale at the door for €10 and all are welcome. Sauliacht's second Sunday 6 o'clock sessions take place this Sunday the 14th in Kilbane from 6 to 8pm. You can read a poem, sing a song, play a tune and have a cuppa and everyone is invited. The air code is V94P791. A registered BACP counsellor and family therapy practitioner, Sheila McMahon, who hails from Newmarket on Fergus and based in the UK, will deliver a suicide prevention talk next Tuesday the 16th of April from 8pm to 10pm at the Inn in Dromoland and the admission is €15 cash on the door. Speakers on the night include Dr. Mary Honan, Bishop Fintan Monaghan, Councillor Candidate Pat Barry, the Irish Farmers Association, and it's also been supported by Haven Hub and the West Clare Mental Health Association. The evening will also feature a remembrance for loved ones who are lost to suicide. The suicide prevention event, which has already won the backing of Bishop Fintan Monaghan, will be held in the Inn at Dromoland, which is just 30-minute drive from the Cliffs of Moher, where a number of deaths by suicide, including that of Sheila's childhood neighbour, which prompted her to take action. The hotel has another poignant connection, as it's one of the reasons why it was keen to support it, Sheila's talk, and that's because a former employee there also died by suicide the same week as Sheila's former neighbour. Sheila held her first suicide prevention talk in the county last summer, but this year's momentum and support has reached new heights. Sheila said this event is about moving away from silence and using our voices to create positive change. Sheila's event will raise money for mental health support services in County Clare. If you or someone you know is struggling with their mental health at the moment, Sheila has a YouTube channel where there's a bank of free helpful videos and tips and advice, and it's at .youtube.com, Sheila's YouTube channel, or you can call the Samaritans on 116 123. The 2007 movie, Once, will be shown at the Courthouse in Tulla on Thursday next, the 18th at 8pm, with doors opening at 7:30pm. The film stars Marketa Irgulova and Glenn Hansard, who won an Oscar for the best song for Falling Slowly. Tickets can be purchased at the door on a first-come, first-served basis and the running time is 160 minutes. A new six-week yoga block starts on Thursday the next, the 18th in Whitegate GA Hall from 7 to 8pm. All classes are general level. Beginners welcome, €75 for the six-week block and €15 drop-ins. Also, a new hybrid Mount Shannon Yoga Live Zoom class will take place on Mondays and Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Booking is essential, so contact Ellen Baggs on the WhatsApp 086-177-4826 or check her Facebook page. Autism Assistance Dogs Ireland are inviting people to walk or run 80 kilometres or do 14 swims in April to help change the world for children with autism, to support them and their families across Ireland who need your help. Sign up on their Facebook page and get a free t-shirt. The website is Autism Assistance Dogs Ireland Limited. In becoming an autism hero, you will help to open the application process for 2024 and enable more than 45 more children with autism and their families to get a life-transforming autism assistance dog. Dogs Trust Ireland are inviting people to walk 99 kilometres for canines this April also. Join them to fundraise to help rescue and rehome abandoned dogs and puppies all across Ireland. After COVID, many dogs were left abandoned, and so there are a huge number of dogs looking for loving homes. Sign up and get the t-shirt and visit the website dogstrustireland.ie. Cunis Wellness Centre in Fecal has a wide range of therapies in support of your health and well-being. There's an introduction to homeopathy on the 17th of April. You can learn with Tonya how homeopathy works, how remedies are made, how to take them and what to use for common ailments and injuries for €20. Booking is essential for all on offer, and the website is cuniscentre.com, and they are a non-profit making organisation who offer very good value for their therapies. Scariff Rugby Football Club are hosting a poker night next Friday, the 19th of April in McNamara's Bar Scariff. Register before 9 p.m. for free admission. And admission is €20, and there'll be spot prizes and refreshments on the night. The Irish Seed Savers in Scariff is delighted to announce the launch of a series of orchard workshops. These full-day workshops are designed to equip participants with the knowledge and skills necessary to cultivate thriving orchards, ensuring the preservation of Ireland's unique fruit varieties for generations to come. Bench grafting will take place next Saturday the 20th. Visit the website irishseedsavers.ie to register and for more information. Be a Tourist in Your Own County Clare initiative will be starting for the second year, with free and half price admission being offered at local visitor attractions and sites across the county on Saturday the 20th and Sunday the 21st of April. The Tourism Department of Clare County Council, working in partnership with the Clare Tourism Advisory Forum and local tourism attractions, is inviting the public to become a tourist for the day in County Clare as part of ongoing efforts to tap into the growing domestic market ahead of the peak tourism season. The wide range of experiences to be enjoyed at discounted prices can be viewed on the website visitclare.ie/wow. That's W-O-W. Booking on some participating attractions is essential. Offers are valid only for on the specified dates and may require online booking. World Book and Copyright Day is a celebration to promote the enjoyment of books and reading. Every April 23rd, celebrations take place around the world to raise awareness of the magical power of books, a link between the past and the future, a bridge between generations and cultures. So visit your local library and pick up a book for the simple pleasure of reading. Poetry Day Ireland on the 25th of April is celebrating its 10th birthday this year. The annual island-wide celebration of poetry invites the nation to read, write and share a poem on the day. The theme for this year is Good Sports, celebrating the good sport in all of us, the drive to give it a go or to have a crack at it. Everyone is invited to join and celebrate, and the website is poetryireland.ie. The National Spring Clean for the month of April celebrates 25 years. Antashka is calling on communities in County Clare to come together and tackle Ireland's litter problem to protect biodiversity and help fight climate change. To date, there have been over 3,100 registrations nationally. In County Clare, almost 140 clean-up events are registered to take place this spring, but registrations will remain open throughout the month of April for those interested in participating in the campaign. This year marks 25 years of the campaign, which has seen the removal of an estimated 47,500 tonnes of litter from Irish streets, parks, coastlines, and thanks to over 12 million volunteer hours. Last year alone, 35% of all waste collected was recycled, thanks to recyclable waste bags provided to registered groups and individuals. To make sure that each community clean-up can run smoothly as possible, the National Spring Clean has also provided various downloadable information packs on their website for their volunteers to read. The clean-up information pack containing details on how to organise an event, health and safety information, litter facts, useful contacts, media and publicity advice, a guide on how to recycle and information on litter and the law. Ontashka's National Spring Clean is inviting people to visit the website nationalspringclean.org and register and for all information. Flagmont National School will be celebrating its 50th anniversary this year. A special day of celebrations will take place on Saturday the 27th of April with Mass at St Mary's Church at 11 a.m. followed by entertainment and refreshments in Loch Rainey Community Hall, and everyone is invited. Mount Shannon Arts Committee are delighted to announce that the chosen artist for their latest commission, a steel sculpture of a sea eagle, is Lynn Kirkham. Lynn is a truly special artist and will be ably assisted by Mark Wilson with his incredible blacksmithing skills and knowledge. Their creation will be erected near the harbour later this year as part of the Mount Shannon Arts Trail. And the website is mountshannonarts.ie for all information. East Clare paddlers are having the Adult Beginners Kayaking Level 1 Sit on Top Flat Water Skills course every Tuesday starting on the 30th of April to the 28th of May for 5 weeks, and it will be on from 6:30 p.m. to 9 p.m. at the Scariff Harbour. Learn how to paddle and enjoy going out on the East Clare waters. You will need a wetsuit or bring a t-shirt, leggings, rain jacket, old runners and a change of clothes. Places are limited to 10 per class and minimum numbers are required for a class to take place. For information and to book, visit their Facebook page or email eastclarepaddlers@gmail.com. Living Well is a free group programme for adults living with long-term or chronic condition. It will take place in Raheen Community Hospital from the 19th of April to the 24th of May from 10:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. It takes place over 6 weekly workshops, either online or in person, and will be delivered by trained leaders, most of whom are also living with long-term condition. You will develop a self-management skills and confidence to live well with your conditions and learn from each other's experiences. To book a place, contact Philip Hennessy by email, philip.hennessy2@hse.ie or just hse.ie/livingwell. 125 students who completed their Leave and Cert exams last year were officially awarded third level scholarships funded by Limerick billionaire J.P. McManus at a ceremony held recently at the University of Limerick. The All-Ireland scholarships cover the full duration of the students' undergraduate studies, including all aspects of their academic financial support. Speaking at what was the 16th year of the awards, Mr. McManus said that it's brilliant to see the Leave and Certificate classes of 2023 rewarded for their hard work and dedication to their studies. To think back when we started 16 years ago, now we have almost 1,800 students awarded the All-Ireland Scholarship. It's incredible to see how much it's grown in that time. The students' drive and determination is admirable, and they should be very proud. The scholarships are awarded to the highest achieving students annually, with a minimum of 2 students from each of the Ireland's 32 counties. To qualify, students must also be attending a non-fee paying school and be in receipt of a third level education maintenance grant from Student Universal Support Ireland, that's SUSI, or an education maintenance allowance in Northern Ireland. To date, of the 1,799 students who received a scholarship, over 1,400 winners have already graduated from university and have embarked on successful careers. The most popular course chosen by the 2023 cohort of scholarship recipients includes science, engineering, pharmacy, finance and medicine. The news is sponsored by Leona Nails and Brow Bar in Scariff. That's all the news for this week. News was compiled and read by myself, Ursula Hogan. Stay tuned for the weather forecast read to you now by Jim Collins. Thank you for listening and take care.
The weather forecast on Scariff Bay Community Radio is brought to you by Paddy Punch Engineering of Scariff. Bright and breezy today, Saturday, with a mix of sunshine and scattered showers after a mostly cloudy start. Some of the showers could be heavy in the west early on, but they'll become isolated by late afternoon with long spells of sunshine developing. Afternoon highs will range from 8 to 15 degrees. Showers becoming isolated tonight and confined to western parts, with long clear spells developing elsewhere. Chillier than of late, with lows of 2 to 6 degrees. After a mostly dry and bright start for many tomorrow, Sunday, cloud and outbreaks of rain will sweep eastwards over the country, followed by widespread blustery showers. Some of the showers will be heavy, with a chance of hail or thunder, especially in the west. Highest temperatures 9 to 12 degrees. Showers will continue through Sunday night, merging to longer spells of rain at times, again especially in the west and northwest. Some heavy falls can be expected, with hail or thunder possible, and there'll be lows of 3 to 6 degrees. Cool and windy on Monday, with a mix of sunshine and blustery showers, some heavy with hail. Fresh to strong and gusty northwest winds, with gales along western and northern coasts. Top temperatures 8 to 11 degrees. Showers becoming confined Monday night to the west and north, with clear spells developing elsewhere, lows of 4 to 7 degrees. Sunny spells and showers Tuesday, most frequent in the west and north, highest temperatures of 9 to 13 degrees. And the further outlook, winds will continue to ease through the midweek, but a northerly airflow will persist, so temperatures will only slowly recover. Showers will likely become increasingly isolated towards the end of the week as high pressure looks set to build from the Atlantic. And that's the forecast. The weather forecast on Scariff Bay Community Radio is brought to you by Paddy Punch Engineering of Scariff.